pass that one. Move on to item eight. Reports. Item A. Are there any trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences attended? Not seeing any hands up. So we'll pass on that item and move to B for staff reports. Christina.
Just wanted to report that we are starting to work on our triennial experience study with Siegel. So that will be coming to the board in May. And then the evaluation report will follow after that. And Tim, do you have an update?
Sure. Just a quick update. All the trustees would have seen a quiet period notice go out earlier this week regarding the consultant search. So we did get 8 bids across both general and specialty consultants. We're going through the qualification testing process right now with the expectation that we'll be working with the investment committee to develop an on-site schedule over the next 6 weeks or so.
So did you folks preliminarily determine that all of the responses were qualified? That in other words, that's a way of asking, was there any screening level analysis?
So that's what's going on right now. The responses came in Friday evening. So this week we're going through and testing all the responses for meeting minimum qualifications.
Okay.
Our expectation is, why would you submit a bid if you didn't meet minimum qualifications? But we're going to test that. And then we're going to move on through kind of section by section, doing a vetting process and then working with the investment committee to determine, how to move forward with both general and specialty consultant bids.
Okay. Yeah, I recognized many of the names on the list, but not all. There were a couple that weren't familiar to me, and I didn't have a sense of who they were.
I would say the firms that bid are all institutional quality.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on that item? Not seeing any. Any other staff reports? All right. So with that, we will move on to